G'day, welcome to the Simple Cooking Channel. Today, I'm going to show you how I make bounty bars. These are delicious, so yummy. Let's go. Get a large mixing bowl, put in 2 cups of fine desiccated coconut. Add 1 1/4 cups of icing sugar or confectionery sugar, also known as powdered sugar. Then a pinch of cream of tartar, 1/2 can of sweetened condensed milk. Now just mix this in. You're going to have to use your hands at some point, but to start off, just use a spoon or something. Once you've mixed it together, put it in a ball like that. Now you've got the option to take pieces off and make it into whatever shape you like. Put it into the shape of a chocolate bar. Or put it in the fridge for 30 minutes just to let it get a little more solid so it'll stay together better, and then do it. It's up to you. If it holds together as it is, it's all good. All right, they're in the shape of a bar. Now just put these in the fridge for about 1 hour. Now if you want to know how to make them into the shape of a bar like that, just grab a piece about that size. Just put it into a ball. And then roll it like that. So you get about a size like that. Pop it in there. Push down the top so it gets a bit flat like the bottom. Pinch the sides back in and then push the ends together. And then you get a bar shape. Now once that's been in the fridge for about 45 minutes, get a bowl and chuck in 250 grams of chocolate. Now, you can use milk chocolate. If you prefer dark chocolate, use that. In that, put in 50 grams of kofa, which is vegetable shortening. It has other names like Crisco and cooking. So look for vegetable shortening. Now, pop this in the microwave for 30 seconds, give it a stir, another 30 seconds, give it a stir, and keep repeating that until it's fully melted, but do not let it burn. Now, because of the vegetable shortening, that should be fairly runny. So we want to leave this for about 15 minutes at room temperature. All right, get the chocolate, get your coconut mixture, and dip it straight in there. Just let it drain off and put it back on the baking tray. And then once you've done these, put it in the fridge for about 10 to 15 minutes just to let the chocolate set. Yum.
Well, I hope you like these. These are so good. Cheers. Oh, yes. Oh my. Tastes exactly like it. I'll see you next time for my next meal.